Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Public bathrooms are kind of like the sea and that you really should ignore what's lurking in that dark corner.
Hey, handsomes, do you sometimes wish Jackson could DM for Adam and Cass? Well, do I have news for you. Following in the footsteps of mine and Douche's journey in Dinosaur Park, we're releasing Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, to all Sans Pants Plus members January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st, and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick, because come February, it'll be only available to Sans Pants Kings. So, just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cash unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Hello and welcome to Season 1, Episode 19 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Previously,
you can see little dotted fires throughout the woods. Then, you start to notice that those fires are approaching you. You can see a band of maybe 20 goblins?
Yes, you did a good job. You are a better fighter than me.
It's true. I forgot how Marifay this fucker was.
I thank you, and so does Koopaloo. Koopaloo nods his head.
I feel like I hate him, too. Maybe not as much as I hate Artis.
No.
I don't mind Quasha.
All of their armor as well has a symbol blazoned upon it. It's pressed into the leatherwork, so there's no color to it, but you can still make it out quite clearly. It's a diving snake-like shape with wings. You split up and you light as many fires as you can as quickly as you can. Quinkle the Blind is spluttering with anger, but he looks down at the priest next to him. The priest shrugs and Quinkle gets off the horse. In the Zhentarim camp, you make yourselves comfortable.
Adam, if we had have had to fight that guy, how tough is he?
He's quite tough, actually. That was a really hard fight that you guys just avoided.
Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, thank God we RP'd.
Both of you get 2,500 experience points.
Woo!
You guys don't understand. That was like, this chunk of experience is a third of the way to your next level.
Yeah, that was a lot. I definitely noticed.
Holy
that was
shit.
A lot.
How close are we to leveling up now?
Less than 1,000 away.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're both are currently 22,075. You need 23,000 to get to next level.
Ooh.
Also, while we're making camp, I summon the guardian to us.
Somewhere deep in the jungles of Chult, a statue that has lain dormant for maybe centuries, certainly at the very least decades, stands upright once more. It turns around northwards and, bowling over several Batari that had come to it with offerings, considering it some sort of god,
fucking goblins,
get knocked to the ground as it sprints northwards, moving at a blistering pace.
Oh my god.
It destroys foliage and uproots trees in its mission to get northwards.
Born already.
It will be here in several days.
That's fine.
Big bumbling boy.
Until then, nothing will prevent it from making a perfect beeline towards you.
Just the idea that dunk, 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 tree, 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 tree.
Just like some people fishing, lizard. It's like dum 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 dum.
Some things are not mine to question.
Yeah, that's fuck that. So I guess we're gonna wait to see if Flask and Artis and Dragonbait turn up.
Okay, cool.
So we go to bed. Is it nighttime still?
Surely.
Yeah, it's still nighttime.
Cool.
No, we stayed out all night talking to our new friends.
They're old friends, and I don't want to. I've given you compliments. I've praised your abilities a little bit.
Still haven't thanked me for saving your life.
No, I'm working to that. It's hard for me.
Oh, he wants to try.
So the night passes uneventfully. You are both fully healed.
Hang
on. I need to do a heal on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's number two?
Do I have to do... Yeah, I need to do 10 times, don't I?
Oh,
God, it's so many
10 times in a row.
With the healing thing, does it have to be... Can I just use a level 1 healing spell to do it? Like, it doesn't have to be...
Any magical healing is fine.
Oh, cool. For some reason, I thought I had to do it as a level 2, but all right, if it's just... Cool, I'm just going to heal myself one level 1 spell.
Have you asked Quasha about the... Just in case he knows anything else, it's worth a ask. He's a guide. Maybe he knows of someone around here.
I want to ask him, but would Pop ask him?
I'm going to ask Quasha.
On my behalf. Because I did think about that. I'm like, oh, Quasha's a druid. No, you don't want to fucking ask him. You're fine.
You get half of the sentence out before Quasha replies. Clearly, he already knew what the situation was. It's not hard.
I look fucking fabulous.
Yeah, Pop is covered in gore and open wounds that will not heal properly. Quasha says, I know several places that we could take him, and I know several people with magics that could heal him. It's certainly beyond me, however, but with his own magics, he should be able to slowly heal himself. By the time that we get him to anywhere where I think someone else could help him, he might have fixed it on his own anyway.
Okay, well, I...
If you think it's worth it, we could start heading in such a direction. Port Nyanzaru would be the closest and most obvious place, but there are several other places that might be nearby.
How long would it take to get to Port Nyanzaru?
We're quite near the river. We could head south and get to Camp Righteousness quite quickly. That was the overrun camp. Mm. But when we get there, they might still have boats lying around at the camp that they didn't take, which we might be able to use to get back along the river. Getting along the river would be the easiest way. We would have to find boats. We could make boats, but in the time to make boats, once again, he could probably just fix himself. Other than Port Nyanzaru...
Do you know how long Port Nyanzaru would take if everything went really well?
Camp Vengeance is also not too far. Actually, Camp Vengeance is closer.
How long would that take?
Depends how waylaid we become. But
sorry, I just love the idea.
We could get there.
Of us going
days,
all the way to Camp Vengeance. You guys not telling me which way we're going, but just that it's to fix me. I get to Camp Vengeance and I'm just like, nah.
It'll take him about a week to heal naturally, or heal himself, rather. It's not naturally. Naturally, he would never heal this. But a week to heal himself, or 3 days to Camp Vengeance, and they might be able to help him.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Quasha.
I don't know of anywhere else nearby other than there or Port Nyanzaru.
Thank you very much. I go to Pop.
Horns.
I would like to tell you something.
Yes.
No interrupting.
I don't like... Fine.
I've just spoken to Quasha. We could go to Camp Vengeance in about 3 days if you don't get waylaid by anything, and they might have an opportunity to heal you, but you could heal yourself in about a week.
You done?
I'm sure if you activated the amulet on the way, then Vaughn would just follow us and meet us there.
Can I respond? I'm not going to interrupt you.
Yes, I'm done. Thank you very much.
Deep in the jungles of Chult, a group of Batari goblins are milling about, having a conversation among themselves about a recent kill, deciding who's going to get first pick. As finally the youngest of them is allowed for the first time ever to have first pick of the kill, he slowly kneels down next to the deer. He's excited. He's so overjoyed. The tastiest part of any deer is its head, the delicious brains within. The Batari reaches out and a giant metal boot crushes the Batari into paste, killing it instantly. Vaughn continues his sprint through the jungle, not noticing the Batari and not caring what he leaves behind him.
I'd like to imagine that if this was a film, it cut to that and it just cuts back to me being like, and that is why I will not get healed by no mustachioed fuckwit at Camp Vengeance.
Well, I really appreciate you hearing me out. Thank you.
That's all right. Least I can do.
We do not speak for the rest of the night.
Day. It's daytime.
Oh.
It's the next day.
Well, we're going to just wait here because my plan is to just wait here because...
Yep. Heal yourself.
Wait a minute, Horns.
Yes?
I know what's happening.
What's happening?
It's okay, you could just ask.
What?
You don't want to go to Camp Vengeance. For me, you want to go to Camp Vengeance to see the lady.
No.
Nurse, what's her face?
No.
It's fine.
No.
I get it. It's okay.
No, it's on. I'll be honest. I asked Quasha, and that was the one that he suggested, and I was merely overjoyed at the prospect. But I would never have suggested to go there if it wouldn't help you.
It's okay, Horns. You're allowed to be selfish. You don't have to dress it up as though you're trying to help me out. It's fine.
Really? No. Camp Ventures really is the closest place. If you want to get here, we should go.
Yeah, no, well, if you want to go and see your friend at Camp Vengeance, we can go see your friend at Camp Vengeance. That's fine.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you know what projecting is?
No, and I don't do it.
Because if you want to go get healed at Camp Vengeance, just you don't have to pretend that it's so that I can see that lady I really like. You know, we can just go. What if it was Port Nyanzaru that was 3 days away? Would you go then?
No, because your friend's not in Port Nyanzaru that you want to go and see and visit and check in with. Oh, you know, that's why we're going, because that's what you want.
Are we about to go somewhere where we both get a nice thing for us to happen and we're going to pretend that we're only going for the other person?
We'll give it another day, see if you guys catch up with us, and if they don't, we'll head off tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got this in the bag that I stole from the goblin lady.
Yes.
That I set on fire.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole bunch of pens and stuff if you wanted to write to your friend.
Okay.
I walk away very quickly.
Adam, when I've summoned Vaughn, he just goes to where I am.
He comes to you, yeah.
So if I move,
you can direct him. Yeah, he'll follow you. Yeah, cool. He knows where you are. Every shield guardian has an amulet magically linked to it. A shield guardian can have only one corresponding amulet, and if that amulet is destroyed, the shield guardian is incapacitated until a replacement amulet is created. A shield guardian's amulet is subject to direct attack if it isn't being worn or carried. It has such and such AC, yada yada yada. A shield guardian's solitary focus is to protect the amulet's wearer. The amulet's wearer can command the guardian to attack its enemies or to guard the wielder against attacks. If an attack threatens to injure the wearer, the construct can magically absorb the blow into its own body, even at a distance. A spellcaster can store a single spell within the shield guardian, which can then cast the spell on command or under specific conditions. Many a wizard has been rendered helpless by enemies, only to surprise those foes when its shield guardian unleashes potent magical power.
This thing is fucking awesome.
This is so good. And it can take damage for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be so good because you'll be down.
I was like, I'm already a fucking tank.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Needed that for the troll.
If you are within 5 feet of the shield guardian, it gives you +2 AC.
Holy shit. This is insane.
And if it's within 60 feet of you, any damage you take, it takes half.
This thing is insane, Adam.
And it regenerates 10 hit points a round.
Oh.
I love this thing so much, Vaughn. Man.
You're not going to give him, are you?
Oh, fuck no. No way. Absolutely. As in to the prince boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
It's immune to poison, to being charmed, to exhausted, frightened, paralyzed, and poisoned. It has blindsight out to 10 feet, so within 10 feet all around it, it can see perfectly, can perfectly sense people. With it
it's like if you had to fight one of these.
It would just be less painful for you.
Yeah, just neck, just...
Dark vision to 60 feet.
It's going to be fucking hilarious at night when it is trying to protect me and it cannot fucking...
No, because you have the amulet, it's always aware of you.
That's true.
It understands commands given it to any language, but it can't speak.
Just the idea that you go into dark vision and then Vaughn's like, big shield guardian looking around in a bit of a sad panic, like, where'd he go?
And then, like, finally be like, oh, God, yeah, it's fine.
Papa? Oh, yes. No, I protect you. You mean nothing to me, Papa.
AC 17, hit points 142.
Jeez Louise.
Fucking hell. I love this shield guardian. Cass, I am not giving it up to that man.
Wakanga.
Are you gonna? I'm excited to see as you fall in love more and more with the Shield Guardian.
What do you mean more and more?
Whether more and more, it'll only compound as we do a fight. Whether your love translates into this is my only friend, he doesn't talk to me and I love him, or whether it translates to if this isn't in a museum, I will personally make sure I die.
Both. My best friend belongs in a museum. just a recap, trading this to Wakanga isn't necessary.
No, you don't have to. Wakanga's like, I would like it, and I'd give you, he's willing to give you like a large sum for it.
And that would assist us in getting the Soulmonger, or was it we were going to trade it for something?
He's basically going to give it to you for a nearly complete spell book. So it'd have just a bunch of spell scrolls in it for magic that you could just do on the fly. I forget how many exactly, but it's like 16 spells.
Who needs magic when you have a tank?
A magic tank.
Chugga, 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 chugga. That's not a tank noise. Doop,
doop. Tank, tank.
Boom, boom.
Oh, fuck. I wish it was a Pokemon. I just said its name.
Boom, boom, 15, boom. 15 spell scrolls. 15 spells that you could just get for free.
Along with a large sum of cash.
And a bit of money, yeah.
Cool, 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 cool.
And
so Kanga have a museum, Adam?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but
you don't know that Vaughn's going to go in the museum,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's the problem. If I knew that, he could have him in a heartbeat.
It's also not a public museum.
Cool, cool, cool. Oh. Yeah, no, his private museum's the worst. Oh, no, the best museums. People don't go in them. People should preserve forever. Away from everyone.
Huh?
Cool. I'm just trying to, yeah, just had to get my head around whether I would have to come up with a way to convince Wakanga of something else, or if, but we don't even need to worry about the giving him Vaughn. So that's good. We can just press on. Did he know where the Selma? Fuck, I can't remember what's happening. I'm so overwhelmed with the fact we have this amazing robot. So I guess we wait. Do you want to wait another day, see if the others arrive?
You said that. It's up to you. Your very injured Vaughn will follow us. I mean, really, now that we have Vaughn, do we need anyone else?
Probably not. No, what do you think?
Maybe I want to kill Artis and steal his ring.
Oh, yeah. Belongs in a museum.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Nice ring. It would look better in my museum.
Put the ring on Vaughn. Put Vaughn in the museum.
Vaughn would be unstoppable.
He would be.
Vaughn can use magic.
Summon that polar bear. Put the polar bear in a museum.
The day passes on eventfully. So does the night as well. The next day, you're both fully healed, but you'll have to cast the spell in the morning.
I'll do
just
that.
To keep things going. Yep. Highs or lows?
Highs.
On this, I guess, third day here, I suppose. Yeah. On the third day here.
We're preparing to leave.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. You can see. Did you guys hide your? Where did you camp? By the way, did you camp on where Yell Yark was?
Well, is that where we are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we would have camped where Yell Yark was because it was a clear opening, so we would have our friends would have been able to see us really easily.
So, on that third day in the morning, you see two figures emerging atop the hill to the south out of the tree line. As they get a bit closer, you identify them as Flask of Wine and Dragon Bait. As they approach, you can see that Flask of Wine is yammering away incessantly at Dragon Bait, who can't respond, but is nodding along politely.
Oh.
It is a pleasure to meet you again, friends, Flask of Wine says, interrupting his quotation marks conversation.
I run up and give him a cuddle.
Flask of Wine cuddles you back.
I love tabaxi.
It has been too long.
Much too long. Are you okay?
I am fine, of course. How are you?
Yeah, fine, fine. Dragonbait, are you okay?
Dragonbait nods slowly. You can see a lot of scars and wounds on him. He looks a little worse for wear, but he's doing okay now. Dragonbait maybe also hugs you.
I was about to ask, is he a hugger? Okay, cool, good. Gets cuddled.
Flask of Wine sprints past you and has the reunion with Koopaloo and Quasha, who both seem quite happy to see him.
Hi, Dragonbait.
Dragonbait nods.
And Dragonbait smells like...
Tar.
Tar? I don't know what
celebration
Tara is.
Or victory.
Oh, good. I didn't have that one. Oh, that's right. You found out about all the smells and I refused to.
Yeah. He's celebrating.
That's good. Dragonbait, have you got a small moment just privately?
We'll leave those three to reune.
You need me to translate smells.
Yeah. I want to tell Dragonbait that the Black Network group are looking for him and Artis.
Dragonbait hisses when you refer to the Zhentarim and the Black Network.
Have you run into them before?
Dragonbait shakes his head. Oh, no, actually Dragonbait nods.
I'm assuming they want your mate's toy.
Dragonbait nods again.
Where is he?
You smell very powerfully honeysuckle.
Oh, I'm so concerned.
I mean, like, turn and look at you.
Honeysuckle and ham. And Dragonbait shrugs. He doesn't know.
Ham's right. Nervous.
Or worry.
Okay.
He's stressed about his friend.
Mm.
Do you know their leader, this bald elf, scar on his face, arrogant fuck, we stole his horse. Actually, even better, we can blackmail him into giving it to us.
Oh, yeah, you have a horse. I forgot.
I'm not even going to ride it.
Dragonbait shakes his head. He doesn't know this person.
Mess her up.
So you haven't seen Artis since he was holding everything off for us?
Dragonbait shakes his head.
We should go back and look for him.
We should.
So, no Camp Vengeance. We're going back to well.
How far away is that fight?
The area where that statue was, we fought the troll.
It's a couple days back the way you came, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 days?
I can just keep healing myself. You know that if you suggest it, I'll be like, yeah, we're not going to Camp Vengeance.
I do.
I figure that if I don't go to a healer, I will end up on a max HP of 74.
But you do now have Vaughn.
I do now have Vaughn.
What do you think you want to do? I know it'll...
What are you talking about what I think I want to do? We should go find artists. It can't be just irrelevant to how I feel in this current situation.
You sure?
Positive. I was only going there for you, eh?
Well, I was only going there for you, eh?
Ah, forget about it.
Forget about it. We're forgetting about it.
I forgot about it.
Dragonbait, we're going to find your friend, okay?
Dragonbait nods. Distantly, somewhere in the jungle... A Tyrannosaurus Rex is slowly stalking its way upon a group of smaller herbivore dinosaurs. As it gets closer and closer, the Tyrannosaurus's heart beats faster and faster. It knows that it'll get one, but it's going to want two. It's excited for the chase. It's about to launch itself out, but as it does, as it lowers itself to launch itself out, the Tyrannosaurus Rex unknowingly puts its head in the way of a gigantic beast made of wood and metal and stone. In order to get the head out of the way, a giant stone fist slams into the side of it. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is completely floored and blacks out for a moment. As it slowly comes to, all it sees is giant footprints in the marsh and, retreating away to the north, a giant man-like creature. The Tyrannosaurus Rex feels fear.
Oh, these interludes are the best.
Oh, yes.
Well, we start heading back. We're going to meet Vaughn halfway because we're heading back towards him, towards where we fought the troll.
Sick.
And where Artis was last seen.
That works.
Caution, Kubaloo, we changed plan. We're going back to find our friend.
They're both nod.
Artis Simba. You may remember him from the story I told you when we met, and also those guys who want him.
Fair, fair.
His Dragonbait, he communicates through smells.
Quasha shakes Dragonbait's hand. Koopalooie climbs up onto Dragonbait's back and sits with his legs around Dragonbait's neck.
Oh
my god. Oh, we've got some good friends.
Flask of wine in the lead, you head south.
Oh my god, that's gorgeous. What beautiful companions we have.
Oh no.
Don't do that. That's mean.
Maybe,
I don't know.
You don't just have gave us our power. Whole team.
I did. I did. The Lord giveth, the Lord will fucking take this shit away.
I believe in the Lord. Holy I'm agnostic. Shit. I believe in too many lords.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's morbid.
What? Adam.
Adam, you can't cackle and then say that's morbid and pretend like everything's fine when everything is not fine.
You've got to tell us what's going on, buddy.
God. Oh, my God.
Adam.
Oh, don't kill our friends. If you must kill someone, kill Quasha.
No.
Do we just happen upon something?
All right, that's for another day.
Adam,
what the fuck just happened?
Flask of wine, as you're traversing through the jungle, puts up a hand. He's seen something, and Flask of wine obviously takes a second to register what it is, but when he does, you see him get like really low to the ground. Flask of wine's ears drop completely, and his tail flattens against the ground. Flask of wine is just getting lower and lower and lower to the ground until he's basically like a cat cowering.
I copy. Immediately.
I'm in Michelle.
Flop on.
Stepping out of the wilderness is a creature that looks half man, half tiger. It's not a tabaxi, whatever it is. It's too big. It's still medium-sized, still man-sized, but like basketballer height, bodybuilder build.
No, that's bad.
The creature approaches and kneels down, sniffing near Flask of Wine, who begins to back up towards you guys. Flask of Wine hisses, "We're tiger."
Right.
Having gotten that reaction from Flask of Wine, the were-tiger straightens up and looks about your group. Do any of you speak common?
How's it going?
Oh, no.
I mean, you can talk too.
I might interrupt. Keep going.
Can I help you?
I am Farot. Who are you?
Mandarin. Of the Mandarin River Mandarins.
Would you like me to guide you?
Where to?
Where are you going?
Hang on. What are you doing out in the middle of the woods?
I live here.
Doing what?
I am not welcome in society. None of my kind are. Why lycanthropes aren't allowed in most polite cities.
I stand up. I know how you feel. Are you okay?
I am fine. The years in jungle have made me strong.
You look very strong. Did you want payment for guidance?
No.
Why do you want to guide us then?
I seek only to aid the lost.
And at last, we got a guide. He's that guy over there.
Flask of wine. Flask of wine shakes his head and hisses, "Do not compare us." My assistance is free and welcome.
All right. Now, imagine you're wandering through the jungle with some friends of yours. I understand you don't have them, but just pretend you do. And you run into me. I'm a big, ugly-looking fucker. You don't know me from a bar of soap. And I say to you, "Hey, friendo, I'll guide you through the woods for free." What's your first instinct? Groot.
Farot.
Farot.
My first instinct would be to trust him. Why would he not be honest? If I wanted to fight you, why would I not now?
Okay, see this? Point to my missing eye. This is what happens when you trust things that you shouldn't.
It is... how you say, on the table now. Take it or do not.
Let's confer.
Well, if it's just wanting some company, it feels awful to have people in your society turn you down all the time.
Oh my God, you're such a pushover for a bit of a hard luck story. I get it, jeez, but come on,
Quasha butts in, if I may. Where tigers are neither good nor evil, as I have heard.
Wait, Quasha can speak infernal?
Nah, he's speaking common. Oh. But you two
would
conferring.
Know from the accent.
Yeah, true.
No, Quasha says, I don't know if this person is or is not planning on betraying us, but I don't think so.
All right, big fella.
If he's gonna if it wants to kill us or take our stuff, it'd stalk us anyway.
That's actually quite intelligent.
That's actually quite a good idea you had in your brain space.
Yeah, well, I know what's to trust about peoples and what ain't to trust about peoples.
You're good like that, you know. I don't say it enough, but you're good at the trusting and the not trusting.
Really?
Forget about it.
We'd love to have you come with us.
All right, then. Let us...
No, though, that if you betray us, I'll break you like a chicken bone.
The corners of his mouth curl into a smile. You can try.
Oh, it wouldn't be us.
I'm not going to tell him that I would break him like a chicken bone. And by I mean the big guardian protecting me.
Distantly, somewhere in the jungle. Near the river Mandarin. I don't know if that's actually... I think we're about close enough. Near the river Mandarin. A gazelle slowly drinking water. The gazelle has, in its lifetime, never really understood the magic that it lives its life with. It doesn't know that sorcerers exist, that a person can conjure a fireball and throw it. But this gazelle today understands that some things are beyond its understanding. The gazelle looks up and sees as a giant metal, stone, and wooden man pushes over a tree. The gazelle thinks at first that it must be to cross the river with. But actually, the tree was just in the way. Coming up to nearly its head, the metal, wood, and stone man sprints through the water, slowing down only slightly. It continues off into the distance, and the gazelle wonders what just happened, then goes back to drinking.
We have a new follower. Lead the way.
Farot the were-tiger leads you very safely through the jungle. You do not have the second encounter that made me ooh and ah.
So that's what it was.
If we had have knocked him back,
you would have had a very, very intense second encounter.
Can you tell us what it was?
Nope.
Are you going to use it later?
Maybe.
No!
So is Farad just genuinely being helpful?
Yeah.
Man, I'm so mistrusting.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when, you know, you grow up thinking the world's your enemy instead of the world as your oyster.
A were-tiger offers to escort the party through a particularly dangerous stretch of wilderness. It has no ulterior motive and doesn't ask for payment. If the characters accept its assistance, they have no hostile random encounters while the were-tiger is with them. It leaves after 24 hours or when it reaches a location it does not wish to explore.
Oh, we don't have it forever.
Nah, just for the day. But no hostile encounters.
We continue on.
At the end of the day, the were-tiger is going to stay with you overnight and just watch over. Like, the were-tiger picks a perfect place where he's like, no one will attack you here, or you will have no issues sleeping here tonight. The were-tiger even suggests you all just go to sleep. He's like, don't even stress. There's just nothing is going to come at you, but you can still set a watch. He won't be insulted. That's just fair. And now, a word from our sponsors. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear someone reaffirm that you are not alone in this crazy world, then do I have news for you. Why Am I Sad is a show by Cass, Zamet, George, and Ruby where they, as my dad calls it, are too positive. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad refused to smile at the birth of any of his children, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Why Am I Sad.
Can we offer him honey?
He doesn't want anything.
You didn't ask.
I would like some honey. That was Flask.
Well, maybe we should make some honey. It looks like we're safer tonight.
Oh, make some honey. I'm still taking watch, though.
Okay. Farot?
Yes.
Would you like some honey?
I do not need any payment, but
I will
accept it.
It's just food. You can eat the honey. We're only making it because of a flask of wine anyway. Oh, I love flask of wine. I love every tabaxi in the whole world.
And this guy's just a big tabaxi.
Oh, he's just big.
Can he transform to and from, or is he just stuck as a target?
No, he can change into a human form as well, but he's stronger, more agile, and more powerful in this were-tiger form. So he just tends to, if you have a conversation with him about it, which you wouldn't, but Quasha would. If you have a conversation with him about it, he explains that he's been in were-tiger form for so long that he's kind of forgotten what his human form looked like.
I mean, you'd talk to him,
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I don't want to be rude, though.
No. Yeah, no, you're right.
I'd just be like, I'd ask him about his feelings, how he feels being in the jungle. Is he okay? Is he lonely? Explain what life's like for me back at home. As I'm explaining, realize that it's really not comparable because I wasn't literally ostracized to the point of not being able to live in my town. And I was upper class. Like, my dad lived in a castle. So as I'm explaining it, I'm like, oh, no. But I still tell him everything because I have to tell everyone everything. And I get my story out. And I say, I understand. I mean, not understand, because I mean, I was allowed to live at the house. I just no one would talk to me. Everyone's really scared of me. And that's sort of, I mean, I guess we were scared of you too. And I'm sorry. And you're really nice. I shouldn't have done it. I mean,
Farot interjects every now and then in your conversation with his story about becoming a were-tiger.
How did it happen?
He was just like a commoner in Port Nyanzaru and on a logging, not mission, on a logging job. They were swarmed, or the guards were swarmed by zombies. Got overrun, the camp kind of fell into a bit of a disarray, everyone was sprinting out in different directions, and Furot was rescued by a were-tiger, but not before a zombie bit him and infected him with a disease. The were-tiger explained to him, before the were-tiger did it, but explained to him that the only way to prevent the poison or the disease from killing him was to infect him with lycanthropy.
Oh my god, that is so fucking tragic.
And so he infected Farot with lycanthropy, but once the lycanthropy had set in, Farot was no longer welcome back in Port Nyanzaru.
That's so sad. What about the were-tiger that helped you? Do you still keep in touch?
Long dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Life in Chult is short.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, did you have to go? You're so welcome to stay with us. You don't have to. I mean, we're going places that are dangerous, but...
I sense my destiny is elsewhere. He says, looking kind of in the middle distance. It's like he's staring at something that isn't there.
Okay. Well, I give him my home address.
All right.
If you ever want someone to write to if you get lonely, you can always write to me. I let that hang.
Farot says, if I am ever in a situation where I may be able to send you a letter, I will.
Thank you, Farot.
In the night, fires blaze around the Zhentarim camp.
Oh, yes.
Quinkel the Blind looks across the fire at the priest, Dirklove. I was very pleased with that name.
Dirklove?
Dirklove, yeah.
Is Kirkle blind?
No, he's just like got a scar over one eye. It's not even blind.
I thought you already tested him because you were like, what do you see? And he's like, I see 10 fires. I'm like, okay, cool. Smart. We know he's not blind now.
Oh, no, I was just being an arsehole and being like, come on, man, look at all my fires.
Oh.
Do you like to imagine that he was blind and we took his support animal?
No! I mean, good for us. I spat all over myself.
You have a horse. That's right, God.
What's the horse's name?
Whatever you want it to be.
Good.
You should... Someone
name
should,
the horse Hank.
Someone should write down the horse in their inventory before we forget that you have a horse.
Hank's a nice name.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I...
No, I'm agreeing. It's a good name for a horse.
It's a good name. Well done. That's all I was...
Quinkle the Blind, looking across the fire at Dirklove, says, I'm sure of it. I remember the story so vividly. I'm sure of it. It must have been a... Quinkle the Blind is crumpled forwards
and broken completely. Quinkle the Blind dies, folded over himself by a giant metal boot.
I fucking love that we fucked them over twice.
Dirk Love quickly tries to stand up in shock and horror, but a second foot kicks through the fire, slamming into Dirk Love's chest, sending him 15 feet up into the air until Dirk Love's back hits the underside of a tree. Dirk Love's body wraps around that lower branch, which snaps off and falls. Several other enforcers get up, one of which drawing a sword. When that enforcer draws the sword, the giant metal, stone, and wood man stops. It has identified a threat between it and its objective.
Yes!
All right, sorry. Do you set up like a fire? You don't have any tents. Actually, you know what? You do absolutely set up a fire.
Good.
And you tie the horse to a nearby tree.
Yeah.
Is Farot still with us tonight?
Yeah, Farot will be with you for the night. Farot says, though, you will not need me. It should be safe through the night tonight.
Great. Thank you.
I'll take first watch.
Okay, I go give Hank lots of pats.
All right.
And I give Hank a bit of honey.
You're giving Hank lots of pats and a bit of honey. And then Hank starts whinnying. Hank looks a little panicked. And then a moment after Hank senses it, you sense it. And a bit after Tiffany senses it, the rest of the camp senses it. Farot is immediately on his feet. There should be no one.
Oh, that's not no one.
A tree explodes into splinters, and Vaughn is standing before you. Vaughn has an arm draped over his shoulder. Oh. The arm is still clutching a sword.
Do we recognize the armor?
No, it's just an arm.
Oh.
It's an arm. A disembodied arm. It's not there. Vaughn did not put it there. It just, after a fight, it just remained there through the gore. The hand of the arm is clutching tightly onto a sword. Vaughn is covered in gore.
Hey, Vaughn, you're right.
Vaughn says and does nothing.
Can he nod?
No. Oh, he can nod, but you got to tell him to nod. He doesn't answer questions.
Vaughn, very gently bump my fist.
Vaughn's giant hand stretches out, and then one by one, each of his fingers curl up into a fist.
So good or so badly.
He lowers it down to you, and with the precision and gentleness of a mama bear picking up its cub, he gives you a fist bump.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Vaughn, Shield Guardian.
I'm so glad Vaughn's here. Is Hank okay?
Hank is freaking the fuck out, but... calms down when the shaking stops.
I try and give a lot of pats to Hank.
Farot, Vaughn. Vaughn, Farot.
Yeah, you managed to calm Hank.
Flask of wine. Flask of wine, Vaughn. Vaughn, Quasha. Quasha, Vaughn. Vaughn, Koopaloo. Koopaloo, Vaughn. Vaughn, Dragonbait. Dragonbait, Vaughn. Vaughn,
when
Vaughns.
You introduce Koopaloo, Koopaloo walks over and just... Vaughn does not move his hands, but Koopaloo grabs one of the hands and moves as if it's shaking with him.
Oh my god, Koopaloo is beautiful.
Vaughn, Hank, Vaughn, Vaughn, Horns, Vaughn.
I curtsy to Vaughn.
I reckon we'll be safe here for the night.
I give a massive grin to Farot.
Farot looks very shocked. I imagine you will be very safe.
And so will you.
Yep, could be so safe. We go to sleep.
Yeah,
we I don't take watch, Adam. I tell Vaughn to do it.
Vaughn turns around so that he's... Your camp is kind of like in... It's not a proper cave, but there's like overhang of rock above you. You're in a divot in a rock face. Vaughn turns around so that he's facing outwards.
Is Vaughn as big as the Iron Giant?
No, Vaughn is large-sized. So imagine him 9 feet
Bumblebee?
Tall.
No, smaller than Bumblebee. Oh, actually.
Bumblebee from the new movie where he's like can fit in a garage, but
yeah,
crouched.
Bumblebee from the new movie.
Yeah. Hulk. Is he like Hulk?
Yeah, he's Hulk-sized.
Cool.
Okay.
Great.
So he can't sort of sit a bit cross-legged and we camp in between his legs for safety.
No.
He can't.
I mean,
go
I
in
could.
Like a dog position and we camp under his body for safety.
I think in...
He can't do downwards dog all night to create a
I mean, he could. I could,
Vaughn
I could,
teepee.
I could order him to downward dog. Do I have to give him verbal commands or could I just think it?
I believe he needs verbal commands.
Right. Unless I want him to come to me, in which case he just...
Oh, no. Actually, sorry. Yeah, it would be all mental commands.
Man. Fuck, I'm going to have so much fun.
No. My mistake again. It is verbal commands, but he can hear you no matter what, so long as you're holding the amulet.
Okay, cool. So I could be miles away and be like, save me, Vaughn.
So long as you're on the same plane of existence. Older versions of D&D have a picture that gives you like an approximate height.
Oh, okay.
He's not as big as I thought.
So if we were to look at Vaughn, if a...
We look up.
Yeah, but if a standard human were to look, their eyes would lock with his belly button. Not that he has one, he was not born.
Yeah, you'd be looking at his belly button.
They've like put a belly button in him.
Aww.
Design-wise. Can I appraise Vaughn from an archaeological perspective, Adam, and learn anything about him or about how he was made or just get really fucking excited?
Vaughn is probably less than 50 years old. He's not much of an archaeological find.
Baby.
Yeah, but he looks fucking sick.
He'll be old eventually. Him in a museum like a fine wine, he'll just age.
Yep.
Sell her that piece.
Imagine if I just gave him the command right now. Go to the museum.
Oh my God, you could. If you had the amulet.
Imagine he just goes all the way to the museum, like just smashes a hole in the wall. We get in a fight. I'm like, come back, Vaughn. Stands up, turns around, smashes like out, like just next to the hole, a new hole.
God.
Anyway. Let's camp and I guess next morning we'll go looking for Ardis.
Yeah.
The next morning, Farot the were-tiger is gone. He left in the night.
He didn't leave a note or anything?
No, he did not.
That's fine. I say nothing. There's nothing to say. I'm not surprised.
All right, we're ready to go?
Yep.
You right, Horns?
Yes.
Okay, then.
I go give Hank a cuddle.
Hank is cuddled.
Horses never minded the look of me. No one here does, but animals never really did.
Are you saying anything? Nah, you definitely look mopey.
I whisper this to Hank. You can't spell thank you without Hank.
Thank you.
That's what we used to say.
Does Hank have any...
magical qualities?
No, what is horse clothes? Saddle.
Does he have a saddle? Yes.
Yeah, does he have other horse accoutrements?
No, it's too hot.
Does he look like the horse from Rapunzel?
No, he's a roan color.
What
the fuck is roan? Does R-O-A-N? He look like the horse from Mulan?
R-O-A-N.
Yeah, what's roan? I think you mean Ronan Keating, the musician.
You say it best.
Roan.
Okay.
Denoting an animal, especially a horse or cow, having a coat of a mane color thickly interspersed with... Oh, I thought that was a specific color. Sorry. No, yeah, he's like a chestnutty color.
He looks like Spirit from the movie Spirit?
Yeah.
Stallion of the Cinnamon.
Stallion of the Cinnamon, yep.
Stallion of the Cinnamon. Spirit, stallion, horse, pack animal of the Cinnamon.
Thank you. Not many people know this, but... he has to finish that every time he begins it.
Does so is it quite hot?
Yeah, it's always fucking hot.
Well, I braid Hank's mane.
Okay.
So it's less heat on Hank.
As you're braiding his hair, you see a single drop of water land on his like long snout. Then another one lands on your shoulder. Then another one lands on flask of wine. Then another, and then it's a monsoon.
We had such a good run of weather.
We did all right. We waited out.
Oh, you heal yourself again today.
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
You're a good boy, letting me not forget that.
I'm sure you'd remember. Every time you move, you feel a little pain.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, no, I just repress that like a healthy boy.
Yeah.
That's why you got that thick shell.
Keep all my feelings.
Quasha says, if we want to search for your friend Artisember, we should search immediately. Every moment that we wait, the trail gets further colder.
He's right. Yeah. Is there a way that we can... We're going to have to. We've got Vaughn.
Yeah, we've got Vaughn.
Vaughn will help.
Well, that was incredibly
us.
Loaded, Quasha says.
No, I don't actually say that because that's a cunty thing to say. Wait. Yeah, we don't try to trek too far, maybe we're just like looking for the trail of him.
You start heading further in, getting closer towards your inevitable death.
Oh, just... that's every day in life brings you closer towards your inevitable death. It's not as bad as you think.
Well,
you... every day in Chult, you're almost closer to death.
You are closer to death.
You both incur one level of exhaustion, except you, Tiffany, who incurs two levels of exhaustion.
I assume my legs are smaller than everyone else's.
Yep, you're just getting fuckled by this weather.
Does Hank get tired too?
Hank is, yeah, also tired. Everyone in your party except Vaughn is getting tired.
Fucking Vaughn, he's my hero.
How have I gone about winning Hank's love?
What a great stat for me to now have to keep track of. Thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome. Thank you for providing me with Hank.
Well, fun fact, it's just easy to just say that Hank hates you, so.
Does Hank hate her?
No. Hank's fine.
Oh my god.
Because I have a re-roll of skill.
Hank loves you as well as any horse can love someone it met 3 days ago.
Good. Am I at a stage yet where at nightfall warmth Hank and I can snuggle? Have you seen all those pictures about like the kids sleeping with cows and stuff?
No. Wait, what?
Yeah, like
Noah's into the pictures of the cows. Wait, what? It's sleeping with Hank.
You like
Tiffany wants to fuck Hank.
No.
I get it. It's the cloven hooves.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
Oh,
no. Hank's a beautiful horse, though.
You can sleep with Hank, whatever. I mean, it's frowned upon in most society. No.
Have you seen the photos
of
kids in farms having a nap with their cows?
When Hank sleeps, you can also sleep next to Hank. Hank will not stop that. There isn't necessarily any love to it.
Okay.
Hank just doesn't try to attack you.
Well, you know what? That's pretty good for me. I will take that.
It's so sad.
God, trying to keep 3 to 6 plates spinning at any one time, depending on
Here's
what Cass
7.
Is saying. No, typically 3, depending what you're saying, up to 6.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can double my workload. But you can also halve it.
Bye?
Feel like I'll get back to you on that one.
By shutting up. That's what I
said.
That
was his words, not mine.
No, like, I don't mean that. I thought that's what you were getting at. And I was like, that's rude, Adam.
I thought it meant if you killed me off.
That would shut your character up.
Oh, speaking of which.
What?
As you're walking through the jungle, you're leading Hank, by the leash.
Who is Frank?
Hey, you know, I'm just about to be kind to you.
Okay,
I'm leading
Hank by the leash?
Yes, you're leading Hank by his reins. Your other hand dangling loosely at your left side, and you feel like a leaf curl into it. You look down and you see Koopa Louie holding your other hand. Like a child.
You have friends.
Koopa Louie looks up at you, and you can tell that Koopa Louie just saw that you were sad today.
This is so nice. I cherish this moment. I give his little leafy hand a bit of a squeeze, but I don't want to bruise his leaves, so.
Have you seen him fucking fight? He's tough as shit.
Yeah.
Dragon Bait, Tiffany, you also notice is walking quite close to you and gives you like meaningful looks the entire day. Like he thinks this is very cute. Dragon Bait also noticed that you were sad. Dragon Bait and Koopa Louie do their best to cheer you up.
What does he smell like?
There's a lot of heavy rain going on, but through the rain, you can smell honeysuckle.
Aw, tenderness or concern?
Will Dragon Bait's tenderness overcome the damage life has dealt to Tiffany? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.